Well, let's get to a few things in the news here. This is the story of the day. Absolutely. I've got it here for you. And this is the scoop for the Sloan Ranger Show tonight. Laura Bush, that's right, First Lady Laura Bush, joined anti-war protesters in front of the White House this past weekend. In a surprise that has shocked many elected officials, First Lady Laura Bush was seen marching with anti-war protesters during the worldwide protest that had as many as 1 million people protesting in London this past weekend. First Lady's press secretary has not commented on this story. Top Republican officials are said to be bewildered and outraged. Quote from former Senator Bob Dole, quote, "We've had this problem with First Ladies in the past, and we thought it was solved. This is certainly disappointing, but it's great for Viagra sales," end quote. Bill Clinton heard the news, sent an immediate note of sympathy and support to the president. The note said in part, quote, "I feel your pain. Believe me, I feel your pain," end quote. After the incident, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, now senator in New York, was reportedly extremely critical of the current First Lady. Quote, "How can the president expect the nation to follow him into war when his own wife won't do so? After all, who elected her the boss?" Boy, that's putting it where it needs to be put, in my opinion. But the truth is, we have a scoop tonight. Sloan Ranger actually has an interview with the First Lady. I did today, April 1st, and we're going to listen to that interview right now and let her get her side of this extremely remarkable story.
I'm here on the 1st of April with First Lady Laura Bush. So first, welcome, Mrs. First Lady, to the Sloan Ranger April Fool's Edition. And may I say what an honor it is to speak with you.
Thank you, Sloan Ranger. I'm just so happy to be here and to finally meet you in person. My husband and I never miss your show, unless we have to wash our hair or something.
Oh, yeah. You were born in Midland, Texas. You went to Southern Methodist to become a grade school teacher and then later a librarian. When you married George W. Bush, did you ever dream you would be First Lady?
Oh, yes. I already knew who was scheduled to win the elections through 2012 based on my library research with the Trilateral Commission. And that is what makes me so mad about the Democrats. They keep telling lies that we stole the election. They know perfectly well that Clinton was scheduled to be impeached and that Gore was supposed to be president and then lose the election. It's not our fault that Clinton cheated on the deal, and so I say finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Amen. When you put it that way, I can't argue with that logic.
Exactly.
But I'd like to jump immediately to the issue of the war, if I may, Mrs. First Lady.
Of course.
I guess you surprised everyone this past weekend when you joined the anti-war protests in front of the White House.
Oh, yes. That's really a funny story. Rummy and I are still laughing about it.
By Rummy, I guess you mean Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld?
Oh, no. I mean the president. That's just a cute nickname he has from his college days at Yale. I'm just not sure exactly why.
So let me ask you the question that all American wants to know. What caused the First Lady to break with the White House and join the anti-war protesters?
That's just an honest mistake, Sloan Ranger, and it's been blown all out of proportion by a vast left-wing conspiracy.
But what about the photographs? One even showing you carrying a sign that says, "Stop Mad Cowboy Disease"?
That was just an honest mistake. But you know, it really does sound like a worthy cause. What happened was I was supposed to practice for the White House Easter egg hunt on the South Lawn. Well, I got misdirected to the front lawn, and when I saw a large crowd, I just naturally assumed that was the Easter egg hunt. So I went over to help the smaller children. Before I knew it, someone had handed me a sign. And that's really the whole story. I can't imagine why people make such a fuss about it. You'd think I'd stolen a library book.
Well, I'm just happy that we here can help get the truth out. That's our code on the Sloan Ranger Show. Defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask.
You know that mask makes you look very distinguished. Do you ever take it off?
Never on the air. But then, can we assure the American people that all these rumors of this unfortunate incident causing a break between you and your husband are entirely unfounded and malicious?
I can say absolutely that this absurd mistake has done nothing to change the relationship between the president and myself. I can say even more that our marriage has been based on trust and understanding, and Lord knows how many small mistakes and idiotic statements.
Thank you, First Lady Bush. I know that our listeners are delighted to hear that. It must hurt you deeply when people insult the president's intelligence. I have even seen reports where you are said to be running the White House and being dumb like a fox, as they say in Texas.
Well, of course, we all wear a mask at times, Lone Ranger. My mama always said, all's fair in love and war.
Yeah, that is so true. I'd like to ask one more thing, just in conclusion. You have a great interest in reading and teaching children to read. What is your own favorite book?
That's really a tough one. But I would say either Sun Tzu's The Art of War or maybe Green Eggs and Ham. I like them both.
Thank you very much. This is Tuesday, April 1st. You've been listening to a special interview with First Lady Laura Bush on the Sloan Ranger Show.
And welcome back. We're back live. This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger. I think that clears up probably a lot of the confusion around that story, but an incredible story nevertheless, and we were glad to bring that to you and break the news here on WGNU. You can give me a call if you want to comment on that, because it is an incredible story, and I'm sure there's people on both the left and the right that are now both deeply offended by the reporting on that one. Anyway, give me a call, 314-454-0400, toll-free, 1-877-920-WGNU. We'll get to some issues here.